Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From instant hot water taps to built-in wine fridges, we're talking about the quirky trends and whether or not they are worth getting on board with in your home. Sarah Louise from Sarah Louise Interiors is here along with Colin Baker from Deckwell's Expert Hardware, I should say. Thanks a million.
That is a tongue twist.
It is. It's a tough one. Thanks a million to you both for joining us this Thursday. Quirky fittings and trends. First of all, Sarah Louise, are they worth it?
Some of them are. I mean, I think talking about the Quaker tap, boiling water tap, that's fantastic. I mean, if you drink tea as much as I do, you need one in your life. And you can add a cube to it as well, which means system to it as well, which you can get sparkling water, you can get chilled, lovely cold water. I think they're really great. And you also, it's all about kind of clearing your worktops, having no kettles. And I suppose some clients ask about the safety of it, but really you have to like press it in twice and turn a ring to use the boiling water. So, I mean, it's quite safe.
Are you a quirky fitting person?
I fitted one of the Quaker Fusions.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wow.
3 weeks ago. And unfortunately, there was no electricity near the, because you need it wired for the Quaker thing. So it was quite a big job. But I mean, personally, I would love one. But I just am alarmed at the price of some of these things. You can spend about 18-19, including the cube. I think the whole fit out was about €1,900 for a tap. Now, it is incredible. And as you said, well, first off, you actually do save power by using it.
Oh, really?
The way the elements work, based on normal use of a kettle versus a tap, you'll save about 50% on power.
Wow.
Now, by the time you spend €2,000, you've got to save an awful lot on power over an awful long time. And you've
drink
also
a lot
got
of
to
tea.
Bear in mind, exactly.
Yeah.
You've
time
also got to bear in mind that there's filters to be changed as well, particularly if you have hard water. And it also filters the water anyway as well, right down to, I think, 0.01 micron. So it's a really, really good water filtration system, regardless of where you are in the country. The hot water itself is actually aerated. So if you accidentally throw your hand under there, you're less likely to scald yourself severely with aerated water because literally there's air through it as well. So it is a fantastic solution in the kitchen. Yeah.
There's not just that brand, I should say. There's other multiple brands, isn't there?
You get them for £300.
Yeah, very.
You have to be careful though, because I think that particular range now, they definitely, the boiling water is 100 degrees and it makes really nice tea.
I've heard people talking about this, that the water just, it's not as hot
not
as the boiled
kettle. That's what I've heard, yeah.
We measured
but it is for the quick
and
tap.
It was about 96% coming out of the tap. So you're going to get it hotter from a kettle if you just pour it just as that little button clicks up. But it's close enough that most tea and coffee drinkers are going to be very happy with it.
I do. I think in 10 years we won't be even seeing kettles anymore. Honestly.
I agree.
The kettle's gone.
They'll be gone.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, look, the money's going to have to come down. It can't stay up at that price.
It will come down
because the 200, more, 300 euro ones I've seen, I wouldn't fit myself. They're just too low end.
Yeah.
I'd love the Quaker one, but again, money.
When people come to you, Sarah Louise, and they're, you know, doing the interiors for the home and they're maybe talking about kitchens and sitting rooms and different things like this, like, are these kind of the quirky things you have if you won the lotto that you'd love to install in your home by way of interiors? Do people look for these?
They look for them. I think it's really important because you're spending a lot of money. Like just say, and your kitchens are expensive. So you want to make sure it's updated to where we are now. You don't want to be kind of not putting in these things, because if you can at all, like for instance, there's like that Bora induction extraction hob.
So explain this to me. I think I've seen this on Instagram.
It's unbelievable. Like, so it's amazing. Like, we never really thought about these things before, but like things are getting so much better. So like it extracts the grease and odour and everything at source. So like literally as you're cooking, the extraction, all those odours and everything are going away. We used to sit like, you know, sort of stand cooking. And if you think about all that grease and everything going out into the room, up into your hair, you know, into your clothes. And I know from taking down my own blinds in clients' homes to replace them, the grease and everything, they're disgusting in kitchens. You know the way after a few years, that's what's going around your kitchen.
A lot of people have extractor fans, but they don't have it actually connected to the outside.
Yeah.
The original fitter just mounted an extractor fan. All it has is a charcoal filter in it, and it just takes in the air, to some extent cleans it of the grease and pushes it back out in the kitchen, which isn't ideal.
No. So I think that's lovely and it's just so clean and simple.
So this
and
is,
also space saving.
So this is effectively, this is the new induction hob, or this is the new hob with the, so it's a new hob for cooking your food and then the extractor's built in.
Yeah, the extractor's in it.
So there's vents in the hob.
The vents in it, actually.
Yeah.
So it goes straight in. It's amazing. You can see like the steam literally going in.
Who's behind that? What's the
Bora?
Bora.
The German company, yeah. And they actually brought out as well, like, they're doing amazing. Like, all of the things that are coming in kitchens, they're doing, it's quite exciting. They're doing, like, a vacuum sealer, which is integrated into your worktop.
Yeah.
So it's actually, like, you can actually suction your food. So, like, leftover food.
Stop.
And it can last, like, up to 3 times longer. So you can do it with liquids, so wine. Brilliant. You know the way you'd end up pouring out half a bottle of wine if you didn't get to drink it after a day or two?
It's rare, but go on, yeah.
I'm just saying it's waste. It's waste and sauces, you know, oils and everything like that. You can actually keep them longer, you know. So
yeah.
There's a lot of things like, so I suppose you might be spending more money initially putting them in, but even things like the BioFresh fridge, they keep like vegetables fresh, like three weeks past the sell-by date. You're kind of saving money on waste.
I would say this was probably the trend of maybe, you know, in the last start of the last decade, underground heating. Mm. Where do you sit on that?
It depends on the build. Obviously, the new way that houses are being built is via what's called a sealed envelope. And that is the ultimate. And really all that's happening there is the house is completely sealed. I was in a friend's house, it was just finished 3 months ago, and I went up to the attic. And as I opened the attic door, it was like opening a balloon. The entire parchment of the house is sealed, and the air only comes in one way and goes out one way. And that is handled, and the heat from the leaving air is exchanged to the heat coming in. So the temperature is controlled very carefully and very hyper efficiently. There's no chimneys in houses anymore.
Yeah.
That's the best way to heat a house. So when you talk about underground heating, like, the difference between that being electric or oil or gas fired versus traditional radiators in the same way isn't significant. The difference lies in the build and the insulative quality and technology that's employed.
So when I hear people talk about putting, you know, if they're building a new house and they talk about doing underground heating, like, I've often thought whenever I do eventually do up the downstairs of the house that I'd love to do the underground heating. But my concern is, like, what happens if you tile over that or wooden floor and you have a leak or something? Like, I mean, do you have to start taking up the whole floor?
There are electric underground heaters as well. So you've just got flat panels of electric elements. So you don't have that same problem. That said, with the stresses and strains and building settlements and walking on it and tiling and moisture and expansion and contraction, you can crack an element just as easily as you can crack a pipe. But yes, underground pipes have always been the bane of developers and maintenance contractors' lives and people living in homes.
But
with
I love
problem.
It now because when I see
Do
that,
you recommend it?
Because we'd be putting in radiators around a furniture plan, you know, and they always mess it up. You know what I mean? They're always in the way. And then we have the plumber saying, no, we need two here for the right amount of heat. Do you know the way? And then you're like, we don't want to put in two here because this is going to wreck the look. You know,
but the couch is going to be about a metre out from the wall.
Need to be warm. And there's all this, you know, so you're working around radiators. So when I hear they're getting the underfloor heating, I'm like, great.
You're on board.
I love that you consider the cosmetic and the aesthetic. And I'm just blissfully ignorant of that. Radiators,
well,
they put out the same amount. There's no
and
big
I'm like,
difference.
It looks nice.
But you're talking about the sofa. And it's such a good point that I completely miss out on.
Go back to the smart fridge, Sarah Louise, for a moment. Because again, it was the thing, you know, the American fridge from 2 decades ago. Or, you know, if you ever went over to the States and they all have the fridge with the built-in ice machine and the cool water.
So we call it the American fridge.
Yeah.
But the big fridge, you call it the American fridge.
They were amazing. But our fridges have just become so much smarter.
Yeah, because everything has. So everything like is integrated and there's a real like get everything off the worktop. There's actually even like I saw it like recently, you know, this undermounted hobs. So like
in the
fantastic.
Fridge?
No, like on the worktop.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
like literally you can be cooking on your lovely island with no cooker there. It's literally underneath.
So it dumps all the way.
It's unbelievable. Now, I don't know. I think you have to use Dekton only. And I think I don't know. I wouldn't be recommending it quite yet without kind of getting a bit more research onto it.
Yeah,
but I've just seen it recently and I thought, wow. Like, I just thought, like, where kitchens are going.
Have you seen the Samsung fridge? The latest Samsung smart double door fridge?
What's it like?
Well, there's a transparent screen on the front of it. So you can still see through the screen.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Now, there's also object recognition.
Yeah.
So there's webcams inside it. The one thing I will say, because there's a lot of stuff there that's very flowery, sounds great, but do you really use it?
Yeah, you might go too. It might go too far a little bit. You know,
but
they're all competing
say one
the companies
thing,
as well.
The webcam, because from your phone, from the shop, you can look at the inside of your fridge and know.
For the weekly shop.
Has your brother eaten all your chocolate?
Yeah.
So funny. Who took the chocolate?
Have we got enough milk? That's absolutely brilliant. I love that. Okay, so from our concealed induction hobs to our super smart fridges and our hot water taps, the other thing, and I think this is a thing for years, the built-in, you know, little wine and drinks fridges, are they still a thing?
They are. Like, drink is a big thing, you know, and having your wine fridges, but also like putting like wine cellars. It doesn't have to be a wine cellar now. Like, there's been amazing, like, you know, under stairs, there's wherever the space, people are kind of building like wine storage.
So I've tried to do this, right? In my understairs, there was a shelf in the small little understairs.
You have
that
a wine cellar.
That I'm
in your
not
house.
That quite. I just have the shelf and I have some drinks and like
wine
holders. Yeah, and wine holders and optics and things I stole out of the pub at home, you know, that I that I have on it. But my dream is to, I found this and it's cheap enough. It's like a brick. Fake red brick wallpaper, and this probably sounds really naff to you, does it? So my plan is to someday wallpaper this under the stairs my.
I like
that
it.
Sounds good.
That's really
fake red brick, and make it look
like
a cellar.
Textured one, because you can get this textured one.
Where do I get that?
It actually does feel. Oh, geez, I found it on one of those cheap websites. I'll look it up for you later.
I have some nice ones now.
I like think some Amazon as well. They're
ones
tiles
as well. Yeah,
and but they're textured, and it means when the light, you know, speaking of lighting, flows across it, you get that actual shadow brick effect rather than
but you need to put in lighting there as well. So
you
that's
do
where you're
well, at the moment. I must
back
send
to our first conversation.
Yeah, I'll have to get you a picture of this because so it's really tiny. Like, just let's not overstate this. This thing is tiny, this little under the stairs, right? The tumbler dryer from the old tenants used to be there. I took it out, I've made this little, new boiler. My combi boiler is also in the middle of it, and I'm not allowed to close it off according to the gas boiler man, right? So I've got, so in the middle of my little cellar, I have this combi boiler.
But maybe Sarah Louise
we'll
can come by and I'll come by. I'll do
covered,
your lighting.
We'll
you
cover
do
the bricks, absolutely.
And we'll all drink and Christmas together.
Sounds good to me. Sounds great.
Two of us would not fit in this cellar, by the way, just by way of perspective.
I've seen gorgeous black kind of crystal style glass on those. You know, so you're not doing heavy doors on it. You can kind of see through into it. Then you need the nice lighting and then the bottles.
The lighting, like, the blue LED lighting can look really, really well in them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is taken to a whole new
but
level.
There is a technical element to it of keeping the wines. I believe, I'm not a wine connoisseur, but keeping the wines, because a lot of that technology now has separate sections for the white and the red. So it does keep the wine at the recommended temperature. So there is a technical
I have a small though. Little six bottle, little mini fridge. It never, I don't think it actually works.
So my fancy. Sister. You are so fancy.
I'm trying to be fancy on a no budget,
no,
Colin. This
nice.
Is the problem.
You can add it in, like, I have the bar in my house now made into an alcove unit, and half it's shelving and half it's a bar.
Oh,
and
lovely.
I love it. Because I just like having
was it a purpose built unit or did you buy it as that?
No, I got it made actually. John Kelly Woodcraft put it in. So I didn't want to do, I had a huge alcove, one smaller and one huge, and I didn't want to just do normal shelving. So I split it into two, shelving on one side and then the bar on the other side. But I just love it because it looks
it
nice.
Looks really
it looks
well.
Very nice.
You're entertaining.
And I'm like,
there,
I can get
as well,
you a nice gin and
important.
Have it lovely and yeah.
All do not take any advice, health related advice
what
from
are you
Colin
meant to
Baker.
Say there? You meant to say something about drink responsibly. We'll put that at the end.
And you're very true about that. Yeah. Are the coffee docks or coffee stations? Now, this is a new thing in homes, isn't it?
Yes. And I mean, I suppose a lot of people use their pantry for it. Like, obviously, the pantries have become huge. The, you know, walk in, that's like a big thing. Obviously, walk in doors.
Don't have space
pantry,
for that.
Kind of need the space.
Everything.
You don't just fit that.
But people are huge coffee drinkers. So it's like, you know, I mean, my husband just brought home this, now it's a very good one, but it's huge, like, actually, like, coffee machine, like, landed on my worktop, which is still there.
Emile?
I'm not happy about it. No, it's Sage.
It's a real fancy one.
They're very good.
But it's big, you know, and I'm like, what am I doing? You know, I don't drink coffee. So I'm like,
You're not
I just have it in the middle of my, so I think, like, the pantries are great for that.
The built-in ones. Emile, I have a built-in one that a friend of mine got recently. Now, there again, their big books are about $3,000, but they're fully built-in, like the way you would build in an oven or a microwave, literally in.
Why?
The
so you
furniture.
Need to think about these things when you're actually doing your kitchen.
You do.
Yeah.
And that's why I always
say
to clients, like, literally, we'd work with, like, kitchen designers to make sure that actually everything's in, because it's a real, like, personal thing as well, and what you want in your kitchen. Yeah. You need to make sure everything is in, all these details are in.
And you're sacrificing space for something else as well.
So. But that's, is it, like, when I talk about, I know people who have a coffee dock in their house. Mm. To me, it's just that the coffee and the coffee machine and the cups and the Nespresso pods.
Just looks nice.
They're in a shelf.
Yeah.
They're in a cupboard.
Yeah, fine. Call it a coffee dock.
Call it the coffee station.
Fancy way to do it.
Yeah. The walk-in pantries, that is still very much trend.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the hidden doors. You know, that's huge and still huge. Where, you know, everyone wants to do that, you know, oh, just walk through here and now I'm into this huge room where I have my pantry, like it's a dream.
It is kind of cool.
Fantastic. It's so cool.
It's sort of infantile to want a little secret room.
Amazing. Everyone loves secret rooms and like the panel walls where one turns into, and in bedrooms as well, you can do it into like walk-in wardrobes or into...
Because of Instagram. Because all those videos with the secret floors and the secret doors, they get so much traction.
It has all the new stuff like, you know, even the toilets, talking about bathrooms, you know, the toilets.
Yeah.
The Japanese toilets where you can have like remote control and heated hygiene. Oh, that's the Hideloo thing.
Oh, that's right.
They actually Hideloo for small spaces.
Actually, I went and visited one and you don't know because it just looks like a room that's missing a toilet, but it's stuck. It's like under the sink.
I think it's more better for rooms where you're actually not meant to have a toilet in early, like utilities or something.
Like
you wanted one in, but like not.
Why would you need a sneaky toilet in your utility room?
Everyone's trying to hide them. You know, it's a real thing. But like, I think that's strange.
We're going to have to talk about the bathroom quirky features the next time on the show. For the moment, Sarah Louise from Sarah Louise Interiors, Colin Baker from Deckwell's Expert Hardware. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Home Squad.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.